is Sportsline on BAL.
Hour number three on the program, and a whole lot of show to pack in here to the final hour of Sportsline here high atop Television Hill. Brett Hollander with you. 410-467-WBAL is the contact number. But right now, a big game is coming up in town here on Saturday. The countdown is on to a rivalry renewed. It's Hopkins and Maryland coming up at 2 p.m. Saturday at Homewood Field. And joining us right now, the head lacrosse coach at the University of Maryland, John Tillman. Coach, thanks for being on the program.
Hey, thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
Well, right now, your season, after a terrific start and then one bump in the road, back on track after a big win over Robert Morris a couple of days ago, 19-6. How do you feel about things right now heading to the home stretch?
Well, we feel like we kind of broke the season down into different blocks, and we really feel like we're going into like the fourth quarter of the season. And, you know, given the new parts that we have and some guys in some new spots, I think the guys overall, have done a good job. I think they've done things the right way. They've had a great attitude. We certainly, would love to have that Carolina game back, but Carolina is a terrific school and a great program. So obviously, we realize that, among some of the other teams that we played, there's a lot of talented teams out there. But I think we're getting better. We're getting a better sense of who we are. Playing against all those great teams has really helped us kind of realize the things that maybe we need to improve upon, and also maybe some things that we feel like we could, stick with and maybe become more of our norms for us.
Yeah, you have three regular season games left: Hopkins, Notre Dame, and then Navy on May 3rd. Then the NCAA tournament, of course, with the ACC tournament, the final ACC tournament in between, one I know you want to get. And right now, it's all about Hopkins. Do you look at them any differently? They're going through a hard time. They're coming off of a win, but they lost three straight, including one to Carolina, a couple of close ones, tough ones to some good teams, including Syracuse and Virginia. How do you view them right now going into this game? This game, I'm sure they're thinking, not only is it Maryland, it's a rivalry game, it's at home, it's homecoming for them, but how do you look at them right now coming off of, they had the win last week, but those three straight losses in a row?
I think they're, you watch them on film. They're very talented. The roster is just filled with four-star recruits, and they're really, athletic. They're skilled. They're obviously well coached. So they're as good as any team we played this year. And I think they've been there in every game. And you just hope that in some of those tight games that the ball bounces your way and you make maybe one more play or so. And certainly that's the way we've been in some of our games. We've been tight in a couple games, and we've been fortunate the ball has bounced our way. And I think they're right there. So this is a game that we're going to have to play really, really well to put ourselves in the position to hopefully get that win. But they make you earn everything. They're great at the face-off X. They're really stingy defensively, offensively. They have so many dangerous weapons. We're going to have to play a really good game.
You've had good seasons since you've really come to College Park, and you've been really competitive every year. Compare this team to the, previous three that you've had. Is this team on par with that group? Are they better? 9-1 right now overall, fourth in the country, and you've spent a lot of the year number one in the country.
Each team has been so different in their own way. My first year, it was a veteran team with 17 seniors and a lot of guys that were returning. And that posed some challenges. Obviously, there's a lot of great things to build upon there, but, you have 17 seniors, and there are a lot of guys that, it's their last chance and their last opportunity, and you realize the best guys need to play. So managing some expectations there, it was a challenge for us. We had not been to the Final Four, I think, since 2005. So that was a team that was definitely very motivated. There was a high sense of urgency, which was great. The next year, having lost all that experience, especially on the offensive or the defensive end, posed some different challenges. We really were a work in progress all year at the defensive end and just continued to get better and better, and then made a late run of it. I think last year, we had a little more experience at both ends, and we really needed to develop depth. We tried to do that, and for a number of reasons. I don't think we really got the depth that we need and developed that. I think that, that definitely hurt us down the stretch. We certainly played a great Cornell team at the end and a team that was as hot as anybody at the end. So I think this year, especially on the offensive end, we lost so many really, you know, kind of experienced guys and Jake Bernhardt and John Hawes and Owen Bly and Kevin Cooper, Billy Gribben. So there really isn't anybody in our really first two midfields in attack that's really doing the same thing they were doing last year. So to a certain extent, we still feel like we're working some things out. And I think there are a number of coaches that probably feel that way. We're starting to get a better feel for who we are, but we're also trying to figure out if we tinker a little bit here and there, you know, can we try to get a little bit more dangerous? Can we maybe maximize our potential a little bit more?
Maryland lacrosse coach John Tillman is with us here on Sportsline. And Coach Tillman, can you tell me what it means to have a senior goalie like Nico Amato in between the pipes from this point forth in the season, a veteran like that who's having a really good year again and going down the stretch, ACC tournament, NCAA tournament?
It's, you know, having a guy who's been as consistent as Nico has been really important for us. Nico is a guy that he's very dedicated to his craft. He works very, very hard. You know, he's been there. He's done that. No moment is really too big for him, which is, you know, certainly huge for us. And, you know, having him there, you know, it always seems like, you know, when we're in a bind or it's a tough spot, it seems like Nico is able to make a save for us. You know, we do have some young guys at the defensive end, and when, you know, we've needed a stop or two, he just seems to come up at the right moment to really help us. And he obviously helps us in the clearing game. He's really good with helping the younger defensemen and getting them organized. And, you know, I think guys play hard for him because he does such a good job of taking care of the guys in front of him.
And then finally, Coach, tell me about what this rivalry game means to you. I know it might be a little sappy when you're really trying to prepare for the Hopkins Blue Jays, but looking at this game and what it means for your program, and then, of course, it will continue starting next year in the Big Ten.
Yeah, the you know, I think this is a game that, you know, the equivalency in our sport, I would say, would be much like an Ohio State-Michigan in football. You know, it's the oldest rivalry. You know, the elements of the rivalry are, you know, all those things that would make it. So, you know, you have a private school in Baltimore, the smaller school, then you have the bigger state university. So you have a big contrast there, both great in their own ways and very proud schools and great academic institutions. Two schools that really, you know, take pride in their lacrosse and, you know, around the country, a lot of teams have programs, but I think, you know, it being Maryland State sport, I think there's a little something special there and how important it is to this state and this Mid-Atlantic region. It's pretty special. The last time we went up there, you know, I'd say it was almost 50-50 in terms of, you know, the Maryland fans and the Hopkins fans, and it sold out and it was a beautiful night. And I think those are the things that, you know, when young guys pick up the stick and they're you know, playing in youth games, those are the games they dream about. And to be able to represent our university and all the alums that have played here, it is a special thing to run out with Maryland on your chest and knowing all the folks who've come before you, but also representing our university and our state. It is really special, and they're hard-fought games. They're games that you remember for a long time, and we feel like we have a lot of people that are on the field with us when we take the field, and you know, we're battling out there. So it's not just our team; it's that university and our alums that are with us.
It should be a real good one on Saturday at Homewood Field here in Baltimore. Hopkins hosting Maryland, 2 p.m. faceoff at Homewood Field. Coach Tillman, best of luck. We'll catch up soon.
Thank you very much for having me. Appreciate it.
That is Maryland head lacrosse coach John Tillman. We'll come back with more next.
I'm Dr. Timothy Friesen, and this is Health Minute, brought to you by GBMC. As part of GBMC's Division of General Surgery, I'm proud to be on a team that specializes in performing so many different general surgical procedures. From hernia repair to colon resection, our goal is to perform the most appropriate surgical procedures using the least invasive techniques possible. In fact, we are able to perform nearly every major general surgical procedure using minimally invasive methods, including laparoscopic, flexible endoscopic, robotic, and radiologic techniques, leading to faster recoveries, fewer scars, less pain, and shorter hospital stays. With state-of-the-art operating suites, fellowship-trained surgeons, and a friendly, nurturing environment, it's easy to see why people prefer GBMC for general surgery. You can learn more about GBMC's surgical services as well as meet me at gbmc.org/general surgery. That's gbmc.org/general surgery. I'm Dr. Timothy Friesen, and this has been Health Minute brought to you by GBMC.
The 60th anniversary season of Orioles baseball has begun, and already the excitement is high in Birdland. Don't miss your next chance to be a part of the action. Your O's return on Friday to begin the season's first week-long homestand with their AL East rivals, the Blue Jays and Rays. Celebrate the first weekend home series of 2014 as the Orioles battle Toronto Friday through Sunday. Then the action continues as the Orioles host the Rays beginning Monday, April 14th. On Tuesday, April 15th, don't miss Ollie's Bargain Night, presented by Ollie's Bargain Outlet. Gather up your family and friends, as once again, all upper reserve seats are just $9 in advance. Every Tuesday home game all season long. Plus, it's not too late to upgrade your summer and enjoy major savings and exclusive VIP extras by becoming an Orioles partial season plan holder. For tickets, visit Orioles.com or call 888-848-BIRD. Create new Birdland memories during the Orioles' 60th anniversary season.
Coming up Wednesday on Maryland's Morning News, April 15th is right around the corner. Don't fret, don't panic. Kim Lankford from Kiplinger's will be here for tax advice. More cash for you, less for Uncle Sam. John Davis from Motor Week, plus a little winners and losers with Blair Lee on the Maryland General Assembly session. And
I got a fever, and the only prescription is more cowbell.
We'll tell you how you can be in the Ravens marching band Wednesday morning on Maryland's Morning News, 5 to 9 on WBAL and WBAL.com.
Sportsline here on a Tuesday night. Orioles win over the Yankees today, 14-5. Baltimore gets 20 base hits, 3 home runs, and they just pound Yankee pitching start to finish. We'll continue our 25-year anniversary special on the release of Major League. Some great articles on that we'll get to coming up on the show. I do want to mention a couple things about last night's national championship game. I wasn't that into it, to be honest, and I fell asleep before one shiny moment. I watched it today on this thing they call the internet. One thing that caught my attention today related to the championship, though, a couple things, and this is always interesting to keep an eye on after a team wins a championship, celebrations, because we all know nothing says good times like burning cars and vandalizing stores. That's how I like to celebrate when I'm in a really, really good mood. Not just a good mood, a really good mood. This from ESPN in Storrs, Connecticut. Jubilant fans celebrating UConn's Monday Night National Basketball Championship win smashed a window in an engineering building, broke streetlights, overturned furniture inside the school's student union building. Campus police made 30 arrests by 1:30 a.m. That game finished at like 11:30 p.m. So 2 hours, 30 arrests. While state police had made others and more were expected, University of Connecticut spokesman Tom Breen said, a lot of it was, and I'm quoting here, alcohol related. There was a breach of peace, destruction of property, and we had a fireworks charge. Most of the property damage was minor, he said. No serious injuries had been reported. But, quote, by far most of our students have conducted themselves safely and responsibly. Meanwhile, in Lexington, Kentucky, home of the losing Wildcats, a spokeswoman for the city said 19 couch fires were lit overnight in the State Street area. 23 injuries, most of them minor and treated at the scene. 31 arrests there in Lexington. More than 10,000 UConn students shook the stands inside Gamble Pavilion and erupted in cheers and stormed the arena floor as the Huskies beat Kentucky 60-54 in the NCAA title game, giving the program its fourth national championship and the second in 4 years. 30 arrests. I mean, that's pretty good. I think if they drank more and focused more, they could have gone up to 45 or 50. By 9 a.m. this morning, it was up to 35 people charged with crimes. Police arrested 30. 35 charged with crimes. Yikes. The other thing that came out of the game yesterday, and this is no surprise, if you follow the illustrious work of John Calipari, he doesn't like staying in one place very often. Usually it's because there's a NCAA violation following him. Around every corner, there's an NCAA violation following him. Now we'll see if this trip to the Final Four in the national championship game will stick 10 years from now. He's only already vacated two trips to the Final Four in his great career. He might be set for a third if he really focuses. But after the game, Gene Edwards of ESPN brought up this rumor that John Calipari is thinking of jumping ship again, this time to the NBA.
What does the future hold for you? We were hearing some speculation about you may be moving on to the NBA.
No, I'm right there at Kentucky. I got the best job. Got a good group of kids. Love what I'm doing. Speculation, that's there every year I coach.
So you'll be at Kentucky next season is what you're saying?
Absolutely. Well, you know, there's all kind of things that could happen to me.
Well,
I got to get my hip replaced
aside.
Another
side. Right.
But short of that.
What do you think, Jay?
He's going to the Lakers.
Really?
I just heard him say,
no chance.
Then I just heard him say, well, you never know.
You never know.
If they throw $20 million at him, you never know.
See, it's not about the money for someone like Calipari. I'm actually surprised.
You're kidding, right?
No, I mean, I think it's like he's one of those guys that's just kind of like been there, done that. He gets kind of bored. And also, the NBA is kind of where he needs to be. The NBA is kind of where he's happiest because there's no recruiting violations in the NBA. Rex Chapman tweeted this, was messing around on Sat Night, re-Cal. Word is, win or lose tonight, it's a done deal. Cal to La La Land to coach Mamba's Lakers. What do you think? Good is gone?
I think he's gone.
55 years old, already has had one unsuccessful trip to the NBA coaching the Nets to a 72-112 record from 96 to 99. He returned to the collegiate ranks in 2000, and he's been at Kentucky only since 09. His final four appearances with UMass and Memphis were vacated due to NCAA violations. Something to think about. If he goes after that Jeanine Edwards thing, that is just ridiculous. I'm sorry. Sorry if I want to take someone at his word. He says he's staying. 410-467-WBAL, 410-467-WBAL. Much more sports line still to come. Comedian Jim Meyer in studio at 835. We'll come back with more.
As highway construction season shifts into high gear, Maryland Roadworkers remind you that orange is more than the color of cones and barrels. It stands for protecting people, workers, and you. Most work zone crash victims are drivers or passengers. Help us keep work zones safe. Slow down and stay alert. When orange is there, be aware. Safer driving, safer work zones for everyone. Visit roads.maryland.gov for more information.
This is Lori Forrester, the wine coach, inviting you to visit Sheehy Lexus of Annapolis, where their passion is providing you with a world-class ownership experience. I should know because I bought my CT200H there a few years ago, and I'm so glad I did. When you enter the showroom, you're treated as if you were a guest in their home, and they have one single goal in mind, complete satisfaction. I like that. In fact, they're the only dealership in the Baltimore-Annapolis area to be awarded elite status for 9 consecutive years. Whether you're looking for a new or used Lexus or need great Lexus service, they will exceed your expectations. When I take my car in for service, I wait in their amazing lounge where you get free Wi-Fi, snacks, and lots of other perks that make you feel like a rock star. Visit General Manager Paul LaRochelle and his team at Sheehy Lexus of Annapolis at 121 Ferguson Road in Annapolis or online at Sheehy.com. That's Sheehy.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Marty Passan from the Center for Medical Weight Loss. The American Medical Association has now finally classified obesity as a disease, a serious medical condition with serious consequences that should be treated by a physician, not by a salesperson in a shopping center. Other weight loss programs, they ask you to consult with a physician before starting. Well, I am a physician, board certified in both internal medicine and weight loss medicine. I have undergone special training to understand why you've gained weight and what you need to do to lose it forever. At Center for Medical Weight Loss, we use evidence-based, research-proven diet strategies, activity recommendations, and yes, sometimes prescription medications and supplements to maximize your weight loss results. Call for an initial consultation today. We accept most major health care plans, so you have nothing to lose except pounds and inches.
Call Dr. Passan today at 410-337-THIN. That's 410-337-8446. Find us on the web at weightlossinbaltimore.com. Call today. You have nothing to lose except pounds and inches.
It's almost a bigger deal than the prom these days. I'm John Patty.
I'm Mary Beth Marsden. Coming up on the Wednesday edition of Maryland's News Now, we'll tell you about the promposal, how teens are going to showy extremes to land that prom date.
You know, we've been told, it seems forever, to read. Get your kids to read early, often. Well, now reading is taking a serious hit that can be traced to a sign of the times. We'll explore it.
Have you bought bacon lately? Prices have really shot up. We'll tell you what's happening to baby pigs.
Maryland's News Now, 3 till 6 on WBAL and WBAL.com.
Comedian Jim Meyer will join us in studio coming up here at 8:35 tonight. He's a columnist also for the Baltimore City Paper. By the way, that UK fan who had the tattoo, we talked about this last night. He said he was not going to get it removed. It says NCAA Champions 2014 with the number 9 in there representing their 9th championship. He said he would not remove it. He got it a month ago, and he's staying true to that. By the way, remember when the NCAA championship game was like the same day as opening day in Major League Baseball? Why is it a week later? It's not even March anymore.
Why was the Final Four not on CBS?
Yesterday was.
No, the Final Four was on TNT and TBS. It was not on CBS.
Both semifinal games were on CBS.
Yes, TBS and TNT, they had a Connecticut, Kentucky, who else played? Why do I feel bad? Florida,
know.
And who else ever. It was not on CBS. That to me was it was against religion that it was not on CBS.
Amazing.
Yes, I Pete Gilbert and I were here on Saturday. We just could not believe it.
That's incredible. That's absolutely amazing. I know I saw one game on TBS. I didn't realize both games were on TBS on Saturday. But yeah, yesterday's game was on CBS. And I told you I had to watch One Shiny Moment this morning. I could not stay up and watch that. What time did it actually air? 12:30 in the morning?
I would say 12:30, 12:45. Yeah.
Still great, but you know what? I'm not staying up till 12:30 to watch One Shiny Moment anymore when I know it will be available the next day.
If Justin Bieber sings that, will you be out?
I'll never watch another NCAA basketball game again in my life.
Okay. All right.
By the way, the rating is slightly down for yesterday's game compared to the year before. Slightly down. Also, Jay, I don't know if I've told you this. I got a big call. I've been invited to go back and speak at my high school tomorrow morning. That's a tough speech. That's a tough audience.
That's a tough gig.
500, 18-year-olds.
Whoa, it's 500?
Something like that.
You're doing an assembly?
Staff. It's a full assembly.
You're kidding
me. A full assembly. I think they blocked off 40 minutes for me. I do three hours every night.
Do some magic before?
I might do some magic tricks. That's a big assembly.
That's a huge assembly.
Did you ever have to speak like a senior speech or anything like that?
I did have to do a senior speech.
Yeah, me
too. Okay, but 500, that was 20 people.
It's going to feel very deja vu-ish, I think, tomorrow. But yeah, that's a big contrast. When you have freshmen, sophomores, juniors, and seniors, that's a wide, wide range. You know the old Seinfeld thing in an episode? He goes back to his middle school. They book him a middle school. And he goes, what's the deal with homework? You're not working on your home. I don't think I should start off that way. That's a tough gig, man.
Just start off and say Gilman football rules. You get a standing ovation, and you can go nowhere but up after that.
I think I could do 20 minutes just on the Orioles' five-man rotation and the Ravens' offensive line woes from last year.
Maybe
or is Joe Flacco the lead quarterback for 40 minutes? I could do that. All right, when we come back, comedian and sports columnist Jim Meyer in studio. That's coming up right here on Sportsline, and we'll continue our debate about the 25th anniversary of Major League being released, the movie, and the debate, what's better, Major League or Bull Durham? That's coming up on the show, but right now at 8:30, time for an update with Phil Yakubuski.